Almost 5,000 nurses remain on strike today. It's day six of the seven-day protest. The nurses work for Allina Health, and their main gripe is that their employer wants to switch them to its corporate health insurance. Reporter Mark Zedeklik with Minnesota Public Radio is covering the strike, and he's here now with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, happy to be here.
So the main issue here is healthcare. What's going on?
Well, the nurses have their own exclusive healthcare program that is kind of a legacy program, probably something like you and I had 15 or 20 years ago, where the monthly premiums are relatively high, but the cost sharing is relatively low. In other words, you pay a certain amount every month, and when you go to the doctor, the copay and pays for lab fees and these types of things, they're very, very, very low compared to what most of us are now paying. The company wants to move the nurses onto its corporate core healthcare plans. Those plans have lower premiums, so the nurses actually would be paying less monthly, but they have a lot higher cost sharing and out-of-pocket potential spending for the nurses. The health system says making this transition could save $10 million a year in healthcare spending, because if you're on a plan that includes more cost sharing, you tend to make better choices about getting care. You might choose a generic prescription over a brand name one if you have some skin in the game.
And you've been talking to nurses. You met one named Kelly Weichel. She gave you a list of reasons why she's striking.
I will walk this pavement for however many days it takes to get what we want, what we deserve, which is our health insurance, which is safer staffing ratios, figure out the mental health crisis, stop admitting agitated patients to overflow floors.
So, Mark, it's not just about healthcare. It's about staffing ratios. It's about mental health issues. What is she referring to there?
Well, this has long been a complaint of unionized nurses that they don't have enough nurses in the healthcare facilities. But I will say that the primary issue is this transition from their own nurses-only plan to the core plans. Mm.
Well, the nurses who are on strike are from five different hospitals or medical clinics in and around the Twin Cities, there where you are. It looks like these hospitals are trying to keep their doors open by hiring replacements.
They are, and they claim to have a great success at doing that. They say there are normal operations at four of the five hospitals. There are about 1,400 replacement workers in the Twin Cities that Allina's brought in through some temporary agencies. Allina says they're very well trained, and that the quality of care right now is good, and that it's that its patient populations are very, very similar to what they were prior to the walkout.
Well, what do the striking nurses have to say about that? Because I can imagine that someone who's a patient in one of these hospitals might have some sort of concern that the nurses who are there are coming in cold into a facility that they're not very familiar with.
Absolutely. And quite literally, these patients are able to look right out the window and see the striking nurses walking the picket lines and sidewalks around the facilities. The union claims that the replacement workers do not have the depth of training that they need, that there aren't enough of them. Earlier in the week, one of the replacement nurses who came into Minnesota from Georgia walked out of concerns that a 13-year-old who had an appendectomy was being left in a post-anesthesia care unit longer than she should have been there. Mm-hmm. But that's one replacement nurse that had concerns about the quality of care. So you hear two different sides of that from the company and from the union.
All right, Mark Zedeklik, a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. He's been covering this big nurses strike in Minnesota. 5,000, nearly 5,000 nurses. Mark, thank you very much.
Happy to do it, Peter.
And that strike in Minnesota is scheduled to end Sunday morning, but the labor dispute itself yet to be resolved. After another nurses' strike began in L.A. yesterday, one is threatened for Boston next week, and that means those substitutes might start to be tapped out.